Today's hottest music, 101.7 The Beat, presents The 101.7 Project. Celebrating listeners having a positive impact in our community. Brought to you by Bridgehampton National Bank. Many success stories, one bank.
Hey, what's up? It's Justin, your weekday afternoon guy, hanging out here on Long Island Summer Station in the Hamptons, 101.7 The Beat. And I have the honor to be hanging out with Marianne Gensler. She's the executive director of Marines Haven, and we're honoring her for The 101.7 Project. Brought to you by Bridgehampton National Bank. Many success stories, one bank. And with a special shout out, of course, to American Pie Pizzeria in Bridgehampton, which gave us some pizza. How'd you like that pizza, Marianne?
Oh, it was delicious.
There you go. So Marianne's here. She's the executive director of Maureen's Haven. Their goal is to protect and shelter the East End homeless. And they're having a gala, actually, at Dockers Waterside in Dune, on Dune Road in East Quogue, coming up Thursday night, July the 27th at 6:30 p.m. As part of their annual gala. It is their annual gala. We'll talk about that. But first, Marianne, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Maureen's Haven.
Well, I'm the executive director, and I'm very privileged to have that position. I love what I do. I've been there in my current position for 2 years.
Wow, there you go.
And before that, I worked as a case manager there.
So now you're the top dog, so to speak, and you're helping to put together this gala at Dockers Waterside. Tell me about what'll happen that night. It's a lobster bash, right?
Yeah, there'll be a DJ, nice. Mike Varialli from East End Entertainment.
Okay, cool.
And Dockers, wonderful food. So, of course, it's a lobster bash, so we'll be serving lobster. So there'll be
sounds good to me.
Open bar, drinks, dancing, lobster. That's as good as it gets.
It
right?
is as good as it gets.
And
yeah.
You get to watch the sunset on Shinnecock Bay.
Very cool. How do we get more information on the website? Do you have it on the website?
It's on the website and also on our Facebook page, and we also have a Facebook events page.
Oh, very cool. Is it Maureen's? What was the website? Maureenshaven.com?
.org.
Sorry. Maureenshaven.org is the website. So now, Marianne, you were telling me a little bit about some of the things you guys do at Maureen's Haven. Obviously, sheltering and protecting the homeless out in the east end of Long Island. And this actually struck me from what you told me when we were talking before. It makes me want to say that if you have a preconceived notion of what a homeless person is, you should shatter that, because this stat you mentioned, that a lot of the people that you're that a lot of guests that you serve are actually young people.
Yeah, we did the stats this past winter, but the winter before, when we really noticed a difference in the population we were serving. And the particular night that we do the stats is called Point in Time. Mm-hmm. On that night, 42% of our guests were under 25. And of those, 50% were under 21.
Wow.
So it was very alarming.
A lot of teenagers, a lot of young people that yes. are homeless right now on Long Island.
Many.
And Maureen's Haven, Marianne and Maureen's Haven are working very hard to get them food, shelter. Tell me a little bit about what you'll do for someone that's in this circumstance.
Well, it's to serve their immediate needs. Mm-hmm. So when they come to us, I need to back up a little bit, because we're also, for many, the first point of entry
wow.
into getting help.
Yeah.
So, and that's because, we're of our location in Riverhead. So we're sort of ground zero. We're
right.
nearby the Department of Social Services. We're by the railroad station, mm-hmm. bus stops, etc. So when they come to us, too, they're broken, they're scared, mm-hmm. They may be hungry, mm-hmm. So we try to address that right away. So what do you need? I need clothes. I need something to eat,
right.
Warm them up. Many of them have experienced some kind of trauma
right.
recently. So, we talk to them, we give them an intake, which is just a series of questions to find out where they're at, a little bit about their history and so on. And then we kind of judge from there how best to help them.
100%.
So immediately we shelter them
mm-hmm.
for the night. We work in cooperation with over 40 houses of worship on the east end of
wow.
Long Island.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that. We have over 1,500 volunteers. So it's an enormous effort
yeah.
to house our homeless. Not all of the churches that participate, or the houses of worship, I should mm-hmm. say, host the guests, but they help in a supportive role. So
right.
they may take turns in feeding or setting up the beds and so
right.
on. So when a guest comes to us, they get an intake, and then we transport them to whatever house of worship is hosting that night. They do it on a rotating basis.
Oh, okay.
Once they get there, they get a hot meal, they stay overnight, they get a hot breakfast and a lunch to go, and the cycle repeats.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, so now somebody, someone that's interested in helping out, is there any way a volunteer might be able to help out? How can they do that?
Absolutely. We need volunteers at the host sites. We need volunteers at the agency on 28 Lincoln Street in Riverhead. Mm-hmm. We have a community garden.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Eh?
Yeah. So, you know, any way that people want to help, we're happy to have them.
Very cool. How do they do that? Do they go onto the website? Or
they can go on the website and download an application. They can call 631-727-6831. And they can email me, marianne@maureenshaven.org.
Mm-hmm.
There's any way they want to get in touch is fine.
Maureen's Haven, helping to protect and shelter the East End homeless, having a annual gala at Dockers Waterside coming up Thursday night, July the 27th, starting at 6:30 p.m. And is all the proceeds how does it work when you go there? Is it benefit? All the proceeds are benefiting Maureen's Haven?
Yes, 100%. All the proceeds from the night will benefit Maureen's Haven.
Very cool.
And it is our main fundraiser of the year. So this is really for our operations for the entire year. And, you know, it raises critical funds.
So we'll have details on that on our social media at Beach Radio 101.7. We'll also have everything on our website at Beach Radio 101.7. If you're listening and you're interested in going to the annual gala, the Lobster Bash, on Thursday night, July the 27th at Dockers Waterside, all the details will be there. And of course, on your website, maureenshaven.org.
Yes.
And you have social media?
Yes, a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
There you go. All of them.
The whole nine, yes.
There you go. So now, one of the things you mentioned that I thought was very interesting, one of the things that the money will go toward is what you guys are doing with Housing First. How is it, if you're a homeless person and your most immediate need is just getting through the next day, but the long-term need is actually not being homeless, to find a place to live. And from what I understand, it's very difficult, especially given some of these things that a homeless person might be going through, to get housing. And I understand that Housing First is a program that makes it a lot easier to address the long-term need of someone that's homeless, which is to find a home.
Absolutely. It's streamlined the process. And it doesn't put any pressure on them that they have to be a certain way.
Right.
Or meet a certain criteria in order to be housed.
Wow, okay.
So, for example, if somebody has a substance abuse issue or alcohol issue, they don't have to be sober or off drugs in order to be housed.
Right.
Because the idea behind it is house them first and then deal with the issues. And it's been very successful. And it's a model that the government wants us to use, that there's a lot of research on.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. And it's the most human thing to do.
Right. Yeah, to address their long-term needs. So I, in my mind, it works hand-in-hand with what you're doing. On a daily basis, you're giving them food, you're giving them a place to stay, but now you're also able to easily get them solve the problem so they don't have to keep coming back. They have a permanent residence.
Exactly.
Wow. So
exactly.
More details at maureenshaven.org. On social media, of course, is at maureenshaven.
Yes.
And of course, details, information on our social media too, at Beach Radio 101.7 and on the website, beachradio1017.com. Big gala coming up Thursday night, July the 27th, 6:30 p.m. at Dockers Waterside. It seems like it'll be a good time. Lobster Bash.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful time. It's the event of the summer.
And by being a part of that, you'll really help make a difference in people's lives in a very immediate way, because it's helping Maureen's Haven.
Absolutely.
So again, details, beachradio1017.com, at beachradio1017. Talking with the executive director of Maureen's Haven, Marianne Gensler. Marianne, is there anything else you want to add to close it out?
No, just thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor and a pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope to see you back here again. We'll talk more
me as well.
After
me
the gala. We'll talk about how it was and talk about things we might do in the future. Again, maureenshaven.org, on social media at Maureen's Haven. And of course, you can find out more information about Marianne and the entire organization on our website, beachradio1017.com, and at beachradio1017 with the hashtag 1017project. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you.